Hello, hello everyone. How's it going? Welcome back to the Case Interview Podcast. What you're going to listen to right now is a clip of episode 19, which is called How to Learn How to Solve Any Case in 6 Steps. This is a part 2 of episode 18, which is called How to Learn Any Complex Skill 5 Principles. So basically, episode 18 is the principles behind learning any complex skill in an efficient way. And episode 19 is how that applies to case interviews. And this application actually becomes a 6-step process, which has nothing to do with the 6 building blocks from our free course. That's just a coincidence. And in this clip, you're going to learn about the first of these 6 steps, which is the first type of case interviews you should be learning, the first step of the step-by-step learning process from being an absolute beginner towards being a master in solving cases. All right, let's go into the clip.
So what are the 6 steps? The first thing you need to learn, and again, this is not a prescription, but it's like what a best practice would look like. What would I do if I were to coach someone over the long term, 10, 20 coaching sessions? This is the order that I teach people.
Yeah.
So focus more on the principles behind this and the logic behind this framework than following it strictly.
Especially because given the lack of material, you won't be able to, and you might freeze and just run around in circles instead of improving.
Yeah, or look for cases that fit the exact definition of step 3 and you're not going to find them, or you're not going to know if they're good enough for that. Mm-hmm. So treat it more like as a understanding experience so that you can fine-tune your practice.
Perfect.
So the first thing I would do is to learn or to teach the most simple thing you can do in a case, which is a building block. So for those listening who don't yet know the concept of the building blocks, it's how we break down cases into small parts.
Mm-hmm.
So basically in our free course, we teach the 6 building blocks, which are the only 6 tasks, the only 6 tasks that you need to know how to do in a case interview in order to solve the case. And you vary the order or the frequency through which you do these tasks. But these are the tasks. And these are also the questions your interviewer will ask you at the beginning of and through the middle of the case.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're interested in knowing more about that, just visit craftingcases.com/course.
Yeah.
It's a free course. It's very good. It's very well reviewed. Everyone loves it. But anyway, I teach them small tasks first instead of whole cases, instead of whole business problems.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, do this estimation. Estimations is one of the building blocks.
Yeah.
Or do this brainstorming. Hey, what are some ideas to improve this process at a company?
Mm-hmm.
This is a task. Or, hey, here's a chart about the performance of a company. Can you interpret it? What insights do you get?
Mm-hmm.
So this is not a full case yet.
Yeah.
But just like in kite surfing, you learn to control the kite first. When you're sitting on land or standing on land,
mm-hmm.
you want to learn one small thing first.
Yeah.
Why? Because you will learn many things. For example, you will learn how to communicate in a structured way, how to create a structure before you answer a question. So, for example, if you're solving an estimation question, the proper way to do it is to create a structure for your estimation and then solve it in 5 steps as we teach in the free course.
Yeah.
Or you're also going to learn how to extract insights from reasoning and data, because almost all of the building blocks end at a step where you have to extract insights from data. And you have to say, what does that mean to the clients or to whoever's asking you that question?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And specifically, I would start with 2 of the building blocks, which are the most essential ones, which are estimations and brainstorming. So basically, hey, estimate this number. How much revenue does this company make?
Mm-hmm.
Or what is the market size of this? Or how many passport booths does an airport need?
Yeah.
Things like that. And brainstorming, which is, hey, the airport is crowded. What are some hypotheses for that? Or this restaurant needs to increase its throughput. So increase how much food, how many dishes it can serve per hour. What are some ideas on how to increase this throughput? And these are the most basic building blocks because it's basically generating the logic behind a number and generating hypotheses and ideas. And these are the smallest things you need in a case interview. And these also teach you how to create MISI structures, MISI issue trees. So back when we did coaching, and if you want to talk a little bit about that, I think it's going to be interesting. Back when we did coaching, our first two or three coaching sessions with a candidate, regardless of their level of experience, when they reached us, when they got to us, were estimations and brainstormings. And sometimes we put estimations and brainstormings together and created a mini case. Like, hey, estimate the market size of this. And then they estimate, and then there's a variable which is the penetration rates of that product in the market. For example, what percentage of people buy, I don't know, motorcycles?
Yeah.
And then we'd create a small brainstorming question on top of that. For example, let's say you're a company that creates motorcycles, you're the market leader. Increasing market share won't help you very much because your market share is very high already. How would you increase the penetration rate of motorcycles?
Right.
What are some ideas on how to do that? So very simple case, an estimation, then an idea generation section, a brainstorming section. And we always started with that. Would you want to talk a little bit about that, just to share why we did that? And I think we have a full episode on this,
right? Yeah, we do have a full episode on why we started with estimations. But the idea of starting with estimations and then moving on to brainstormings is you start with a very simple case, which is an estimation, that will teach you a few essential skills, and that's all. It will teach you how to create a numerical structure, which is probably the most important kind of structure you will create. It will teach you how to get to qualitative drivers, and it will teach you how to communicate effectively with your interviewer, not only expressing things, but also asking for things, asking for information, and asking for confirmation as well. And then when moving on to brainstormings, you add just a few, and that's critical, not many, just a few new skills, like prioritization, coming up with ideas rather than just coming up with numbers, and doing other types of breakdowns in your issue tree that are not only numerical.
Yeah. I would say that there's not a huge damage to starting with brainstorming first and then moving on to estimations, because I just think it's cooler to start with estimations because some whole cases in consulting firms are estimation cases.
Right.
And that doesn't happen as often with brainstorming, although it does happen sometimes in final rounds. But it gives a sense of accomplishment to candidates that, oh, there's a type of case that is pretty common, which are estimation cases. And in a very quick amount of time, I learned to do that. But I think it's fine to invert the order here and learn brainstorming first and then estimations, as long as you learn with the right technique and that you cover both. Would you agree with that? Like, it's
I would agree. I would do that mostly if I'm not a numbers person.
Yeah.
And I want to start with something that's more qualitative, more
easier.
You think more of business stuff.
I'd agree with that. But it doesn't really matter. I guess those are the two things that I'd learn first. It might be surprising to some people on why we started with those, even with candidates who came to us with a lot of experience. For example, we had coaching clients who had gone to final rounds and almost gotten offers. And then they come to us to try again and would start with estimations and brainstorming anyway. And the reason for that is because, again, listen to the last episode to understand the principles behind learning complex skills. But if they failed in their interviews, or even if they hadn't failed, if they had done 50 cases, we knew from experience that it was very likely that they skipped these fundamentals.
Right. And that they skipped through one of the gated steps of learning without having mastered it. And so they had a gap in their understanding.
Yeah, and in their skill level, like, they probably didn't learn MISI structures very well. they probably didn't learn how to communicate the steps of their of solving that chunk of the case, the estimation or the brainstorming, in a very systematic way. Mm-hmm. They haven't learned these basic things. It's kind of like, I'll bring back the kite surfing example again, so it connects better to the last episode, and so it's more tangible to people. It's kind of like, if you learn kite surfing on your own,
yeah,
you will probably skip many of the kite control drills and yeah. many of the safety drills.
Right.
That you will learn very comprehensively if you learn with an instructor.
Mm-hmm.
So if I am a kite surfing instructor, I learned that, you know, someone came to me and they learned to kite surf with their dad or something.
Yeah.
Or with their friends. I'm going to say fine, but let's do some kite control first before mm-hmm. we jump into the water. If you're very good at this, it's going to take very little time anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah, so this is the simplest thing that you can have in a case interview. It's solving one small chunk of it, one question within the case, any building block, but specifically estimations and brainstorming, which, by the way, are the two first chapters of our free course on case interviews, craftingcases.com/course,
mm-hmm.
because they're that important and they're the base of all the other building blocks as well.
Yeah.
Right? It's hard to learn analysis if you haven't learned estimations first.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to learn to interpret charts if you can't do brainstorming, because you need brainstorming to interpret charts, and so on. So that's the first step. Learn estimations and brainstorming. And if you wish, you can learn the other four building blocks as well independently. So you will mm-hmm. learn the parts.
Yeah.
Right? The second gated step. So once you learn this, you can move on to the second step, which is the first type of case you will learn. Now, we don't divide cases like most people do. Most people say, oh, there are market entry cases, there are pricing cases, there are public sector cases, M&A cases. And the problem with that list is that it's not messy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's an endless amount of types of business problems you can learn. And it's also not that useful, because the way you solve a market entry case is very similar to the way you solve a product launch case, even some M&A cases. And there are some market entry cases that are vastly different from one another.
Yeah.
So it's not a very helpful division, mm-hmm. right?
Not for skill developing, at least.
Yeah, you can't ever master M&A cases, because, you know, what's an M&A case? It could be a very simple M&A question. Or it could be a project for a private equity fund that's very complex. And obviously, no candidate, even those who get offers, is ready to solve a whole project like that on their own.
Mm-hmm.
The skill you need to solve that is a skill that you get when you're reaching partner level at yeah. a consulting firm. So this type of case type isn't very useful. So what you use instead is a framework which we call the four types of cases. And these are steps 2, 3, 4, and 5 of learning to solve cases. So we've never reviewed this before.
Mm-hmm.
And it's super interesting because it divides cases in a way that's more intuitive,
mm-hmm.
that comprehends all of the cases, and except for the step 6, which are the chaotic kind of cases.
We'll get
let's
there.
Call it that way. But you can put pretty much any case in these four types of cases.
Mm-hmm.
And they have an increasing order of complexity.
Right.
So the first type of case, which is step number 2, after you've learned some building blocks, you've learned how to answer some small case questions or small building blocks of case interviews in a way that builds these skills of communicating and solving problems with your interviewer, mm-hmm. the first type of case you learn is what we call analytical decision cases.
What does that mean? Thank you for listening to the Case Interview Podcast. If you want to get more insights into how to prepare like the best candidates and increase your chances of getting your dream offer, you can listen to our entire back catalog, starting from episode 1. In fact, some of our best episodes are the ones we recorded early on. And if you want to go deeper and learn our best case-solving techniques, we welcome you to join our free course called Case Interview Fundamentals. and you can get instant access to it at craftingcases.com/course. Now, I hope to see you in the next episode or in one of the previous ones.